Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today, talking with the Chief Executive Officer of the Dallas County Hospital, Angela Mortoza. And Angela, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for hosting me today, Shaquan.
You are absolutely welcome. So listeners heard a summary recently of the milestone that DCH had in the year 2024. Now, we can't believe you know that year's behind us. We're looking ahead here to 2025, defining goals for the future. So Angela, can you walk us through some of the upcoming priorities for the hospital here in 2025?
Absolutely. We're really focused on our service lines here at Dallas County Hospital and really concentrating on keeping patients in our community so they don't have to drive to outlying facilities to receive their care. And I'm going to give you a little bit of an example of some of the things that we have going on right now. We've brought on a lot of orthopedic physicians through Iowa Ortho. We've added Dr. Beecher, who is our joint surgeon, Dr. Paulson, who is our hand surgeon, Dr. Schmitz, who is spine, and Dr. Vineyard, who is sports medicine. We also have Dr. Merchant, who's an oncologist, and he spends a lot of time with patients to really develop a plan around their care. We have some other specialty clinics that we have here at Dallas County Hospital. I'd like to highlight a few of those for you. We have pain. We have a general surgeon here, Dr. Grossman. We have a wound care clinic that is staffed by one of our local nurse practitioners, Stephanie Cox. We continue to provide urology, cardiology, podiatry, psychiatry, nephrology, cardiac, pulmonary. So you can see that we have a lot of service lines and really look to see what is the best fit for our community and what we need.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for going over all of those. Are there any specific services that you're looking to introduce here in 2025?
Yes, we're exploring what it would look like to maybe add endocrinology to our service lines. We're going to continue to highlight our swing bed program. And I think the other thing that I'm really proud of here is our nurse to patient ratio here. You get individualized care and more one-on-one care here. And I'm really proud of that. And we have a lot of experienced nurses that provide that care. So we're just going to really try to focus on those things.
That is really incredible. Again, we're speaking here with the CEO of the Dallas County Hospital, Angela Mortoza. So Angela, it seems like you're doing a lot to advance the care aspect of the hospital. What about the building itself? We've heard about the surgery, ER, and patient access projects. Can you provide a better timeline of when these projects will be completed this year?
Absolutely. So we have four projects that I'll provide updates on. They're all designed to enhance patient and team member experience and really to expand our clinical capabilities here. For the OR sterilization space, we do continue to have weekly construction meetings. They've been occurring quite regularly. We are transitioning a formal meeting room into a locker room. We are on schedule to complete by February 2nd, and planning for phase two will start, and that includes widening our sterilization space and an off-site sterilization process. A new roof was put on in the 1978 addition to the hospital. I describe that area as the space between our north and south sides. That includes our employee access to some patient areas, our pharmacy, and some office spaces. And this project finished ahead of schedule, so we were proud of that. And then the Dallas County Emergency Department is being remodeled to add a treatment and a consult room with construction set to begin in February, by March be completed. And then the patient access area will become enclosed starting in January. This will be completely completed by June. And we have plans in place for a temporary patient access space in the atrium. So when you come in, you'll see that.
Awesome. That is really exciting. So I'm sure everyone's looking forward to seeing the finished products. There's so much going on here at the hospital. Now, what is needed from the community to really succeed with all of these efforts?
I would just say that if you can remember that you have an option for your health care and to give Dallas County Hospital a try where applicable. So much of the care provided in bigger cities can be completed here at Dallas County Hospital, whether it's ultrasounds and echocardiograms or heart and lung care, including for patients with lower activity tolerance. There's so much here at DCH. Sometimes we coordinate that through visiting specialists, where now we're up to over 20 now. We manage chronic pain, urology, pediatrics at points, even mental health services. We're here to help and to offer solutions so that you don't have to travel out of town to seek that. I would encourage you all to give us a try and not only see what I'm talking about, but to really feel what I'm speaking to.
Awesome. Again, these are great points by the CEO of Dallas County Hospital, Angela Mortoza. And now, Angela, is there anything else that you'd like to say about DCH or just the hospital care in general?
Well, I know that the relationship with your healthcare system and your healthcare provider is one of the most interpersonal that you'll ever have. And we really strive for patients to feel more than just like a number here at Dallas County Hospital. So again, I would just encourage you to give us a try and just let us know how we can help you with your healthcare needs moving forward into the future.
Absolutely. Again, that is the CEO of Dallas County Hospital, Angela Mortoza, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Angela, really appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
You are absolutely welcome. And our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.